Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
The 5th China International Import Expo closed today without any security problems or coronavirus infections. Lei Shuren has more.
A total of 145 countries, regions, and international organizations took part in this year's CIIE. More than 2,800 exhibitors from 127 countries and regions attended the Import Expo. They showcased 438 new products, technologies, and services.
On a yearly basis, intended deals signed at the 5th CIIE increased 3.9% compared to the $73.52 billion in contracts inked last year. The event was successful thanks to everyone's efforts.
368 companies in the smart industry and information technology fields used the CIIE website to participate, while 69 countries and international organizations participated in the online country exhibition, up 13% compared to the previous year. The web pages attracted 59 million visits. This year, 284 Fortune Global 500 or industry leaders showcased a range of products and services. Nearly 90% of them were repeat participants. Shanghai Trading Group organized 23 signing ceremonies and trade negotiations.
Shanghai Trading Group signed deals worth a total of $9.02 billion, ranking first among all regional trading groups.
Gu noted that coronavirus controls proved effective.
No coronavirus infection was reported during the event. I want to express my gratitude to everyone for your understanding and support of the pandemic control measures.
Work has already begun on next year's China International Import Expo. Lei Shuren, Shanghai Live.
Auto 21 opened today, while Westbound Art and Design will begin tomorrow. The two art fairs are part of the 4th Shanghai International Artwork Trade Week. Zhang Yue has more.
The Art 21 Shanghai Contemporary Art Fair was held today at Shanghai Exhibition Center. More than 10,000 contemporary artworks from 134 art galleries in 36 cities and 19 countries were available to purchase. Hong Kong-based David Zwirner Gallery has been at each Art 21 fair since its debut in 2013. Half of its artworks were sold today.
This art fair is a great platform for us to introduce our works to collectors and buyers. Our sales have increased in the past 3 years.
Tonight, the Westbound Art and Design Fair is being staged at the Westbound Art Center, with participants from over 100 art galleries from 43 cities in 19 countries. It's one of the largest events of its kind in Asia.
The show hasn't started yet, but we've already sold 4 works before the show. We cannot miss this show. It's very important.
The 4th Shanghai International Artwork Trade Week ends on Monday and is aimed at showcasing the city's global stature in the art world. 110 events, including 37 auctions and 50 gallery shows, will have taken place by the time the week draws to a close. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Meta announced plans to cut more than 11,000 jobs on Wednesday. That's about 13% of its workforce. The mass layoff is the first in the firm's 18-year history. Lei Shuren has more.
The announcement comes as the company battles soaring costs and weak advertising market.
This was literally like my dream job. And I was so proud of myself when I got it. And I'm still very proud of myself.
The company also plans to cut spending and extend its hiring freeze through the first quarter of 2023.
I take full responsibility for this decision, and it was one of the hardest calls that I've had to make in the 18 years of running the company.
The tech industry has faced a tough year. Tens of thousands of U.S. tech workers have lost their jobs in mass layoffs this year due to reasons including cost-cutting and macroeconomic challenges. Meta was valued at more than $1 trillion at the beginning of the year, but currently it's only worth $256 billion, a loss of over 70%, as the company's expenses jumped 19% year-on-year in the third quarter to $22.1 billion. Some of Meta's troubles have been self-inflicted. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has placed a very expensive bet on the metaverse. In addition to this year's spending, as much as $100 billion in expenses is in the forecast for Meta next year. Many investors have grown frustrated with investments, which Zuckerberg says could take a decade to pay off. Lei Shuren, Shanghai Live.